Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
As a regular visitor of art museums, I'm often presented with the idea that the history of humankind is wholly about kings and queens, tiaras and scepters. Objects commissioned by and for the monarchy comprise much of what's on display in museums. Art has power. It has the ability to shape public thought, to touch hearts and minds. For this reason, through the ages, kings and popes have co-opted art for their own ends. They commissioned statues and portraits in their own likeness. The goal was to impress and intimidate their subjects. While it is fortunate that some of these statues and portraits have survived, what has also survived is the marketing mythology of self-promotion created by the kings and popes. When our children visit museums, what they see is art that speaks cloyingly of the power and magnificence of monarchy and papacy. But what about the larger context? Museums are silent on the dark side of the ruling class. Nothing is said of the cruel excesses of the king's ego or the suffering of the masses. Consider this. 100 years from today, school children are taken to visit museums and they see billboards and TV commercials of McDonald's and Coca-Cola, these being the art of our times. Because these billboards and commercials are presented without context or commentary, the children will learn only of the power and magnificence of corporate America, as presented by marketing executives. Is this the whole story? I hold museums in high esteem. As publicly funded institutions, they have a responsibility to inform and educate. As bastions of art, they have a duty to tell the truth, the whole truth, and not just a narrow sliver of the truth. With a perspective, I'm Clarence Wong.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.